song you told me a long time ago. No, it wasn't too long, you were coming on strong. Let me know, no uncertain terms, that I could have you if I wanted your love.
Her love's such a chilling ride, grilling inside, but you know she can't hide. So just turn around, yeah, then you'll find out.
She lied, she lied.
You're enjoying the Rock and Soul Bunny Show. She Lied. Sixpence on the album Acid Visions 01. And before that, If You Want to buy Chosen Lot, What Am I Going to Do by Dovers from the album Nuggets I Box, that was a request by SF Sorrow. Making Love is Fun, instrumental by the Arrows. Previous to that, We Gotta Go, Shy Guys on the album Michigan Nuggets. And before that, Why by the Birds. And previous to that, No Time for Dreaming by Charles Bradley on the album 2010 Daptone Records. Hi to Wu on the chat board. Did you know you can make a request at 516-654-4059? Call or text 516-654-4059. More music now.
Night in the pit with that heavy beat, Coke after Coke.
Jabara, 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 say Jabara. Chattanooga cats don't ever purr. They know how, but not what fur. The Chattanooga cats don't go meow. Wouldn't try if they knew how.
I'd like you to meet a little 12-year-old girl from Italy. And they grow up early over there, loaded with talent. Her name is Piccola Pupa.
Girl is all so good. She got everything. She got everything. 1964, we saw the first ever number one hit by a mixed group. But mind you, it was only just a mixed group because there was one very, very beautiful young lady surrounded by four terrible fellas.
Have I the right to hold you? You know I've always told you that we must never, ever part. Oh, you, I've loved you from the very start.
then it was a mystery. I'd always wondered where that sound was from. You got your Charlies and your Ringos, got your jazz guys with their bongos. She's up there on the bandstand, counting off the numbers, laying down the time. I know it's crazy, but I just can't stop it. You got a lot of choices, rockin', but I'll take honey.
Honey from the honeycomb.
Tonight's show, I've got a really, really big surprise for all you lovers of fine music. Direct from his smash success at Hollywood's Watusia Go-Go is that talented swinger, that singer with the brand new sound. Here he is. Let's hear it for America's answer to the Beatles, Swinging Paul Rudd.
I'm much obliged.
Before we hear Swinging Paul Rudd sing his latest hit song, I'd like to interview this creator of the new sound. What part of the country do you come from, Paul?
Big Smokies.
The Big Smokies, eh? And what sort of work did you do before you became a pop singer?
Frank Stein, I'm going to take me a work. Yeah.
I mean, what is your profession?
I'm going to see him with the time on, you know, when I'm hillbilly.
I never would have guessed a professional hillbilly. That's interesting. Now, what number are you going to sing for us tonight, Paul B?
With a guitar, Do the Burr.
And now the one and only Swinging Paul Rudd with his new group, the Nitwits, bring you a top 10 ditty called Do the Bear.
This is Becky, and you're listening to Bubblegum OD this Sunday, April 12th. It's a rainy day in LA. In fact, it was supposed to be Bob Baker Day, a day of merriment and joy with puppets, but we got rained out. Well, either way, I'm here to bring you joy and merriment on WFMU. Here's what I got for you. I just played a bunch of stuff from the Hanna-Barbera cartoon, The Hillbilly Bears. We heard Paw Rug as he went Beatle on us, and he appeared on an Ed Sullivan type show, and he played at a local nightclub. We were serenaded by the Hanna-Barbera singers. It was just a hootenanny with the Hillbilly Bears. There were a lot of rock and roll exploitation episodes of Hanna-Barbera cartoons. Everybody loves those episodes written by grown men who don't like the music. They always seem to be playing off the joke that rock and roll is really silly and stupid. It's a bunch of mumbling idiots. There was the Jet Screamer episode of the Jetsons and this episode of the Hillbilly Bears. These are cartoons for kids. Kids like rock and roll. It's gibberish. It's fun. It's rhythmic. Who do they think this is going to appeal to? Other grown men? They're probably not watching this with their children on Saturday morning. I played the Kinks, She's Got Everything. I think one of the best Kinks songs, little bit of My Woman from Tokyo in the middle there. When I hear that break, I always think Deep Purple was inspired by the Kinks. I can't adhere that. I played the Rubinoos with Honey from the Honeycombs. That song is about the drummer of the British Invasion group. And so I played the Honeycombs with Have I the Right? Sorry for the lead in there featuring Black Music's creepiest Jimmy. For a second there, I forgot his last name, so I wrote into Google Jimmy Child Molester. Jimmy Savile, give up in very little time. Before that, I played The Chosen You with Footsie. I love game songs. They immediately count as bubblegum, as far as I'm concerned. Let me see if I can find anything about On the Chosen Theme while I have Google open. Okay, it looks like this one's going to require more explanation. I played Little Doll, in parentheses, Pico La Pupa, by the Peppermint Kicks, and Here Come the Hardys, the theme to the Hardy Boys cartoon show. Right now I'm playing Count Basie from his Basie's Beetle Bag record. I can play Johnny Osmond next. This is from Bubblegum Explosion Volume 16, a great comp series. It's called Hey, Little Johnny.
Standing all alone, a pretty baby, can I take you home? ever saw her.
Dylan here with Pancho Purcell and his Bambuco Players. This is Rainy Day Women, numbers 12 and 35. Before this, I played the Electra Woman and Dinah Girl theme, Soul Ride by Becky and the Red Pony, Jenny Q in the Few with I've Got to Get You Off My Mind, The Bangles with Open My Eyes, a cover of the Nas song, The Small Faces with Talk to You, I played the definitive rock chorale doing variations on a theme called Hanky Panky. And I started the set out with Donny Osmond and Hey Little Johnny. Okay, I did a little research on the footsie. The footsie was a toy from the 60s. You put a cuff around your one ankle. You had a cord and a ball attached to it, and you would swing it around and your other foot would jump over it. The interesting thing about the footsie was that there was a jingle done, and it was by a group called The Chosen Few. However, it was not this song that we listened to. I did a little research on it, and boy, did it lead me down a slippery slope. What I found was a song from 1975 by a group called Wigan's Chosen Few. Wigan's, as in the big Northern Soul Dance Club. Well, that period was too late. Also, that song was an instrumental. Also, footsie was spelled wrong. F-O-O-T-S-E-E. Our footsie is F-O-O-T-S-I-E. I did see some people referring to an earlier song from 1968 by a group called The Chosen Few, instead of Wigan's Chosen Few. And I did find some listings for that. But still played that live 1975 song. I also found plenty of bands called The Chosen Few. Did you know that Ron Ashton from The Stooges was in a band called The Chosen Few? He was. A Detroit area band that never recorded anything. Scratch that one out. So I started going the toy angle. And eventually I found a newspaper article about footsie, F-O-O-T-S-E-E. But the interesting thing about this article is that it said that there was also a song released on Roulette Records. There's even a quote from the most corrupt person to ever be in the music business, Morris Levy. Guess what? It's not our song. What the heck do I have here? Obviously not the song by the Chosen Few group, but it will remain a mystery. If anybody has any clues, I'd love to know who this band is.
That was a rotten mix, you guys. Yeah, I'd do it again. Take two. Fear!
Yeah. together for me and for her.
To Dorothy Ashby, and the song is called Soul Vibrations. Before this, I played the Hudson Brothers. That one goes out to Char. Truth of the Matter. I played Teenage Fan Club, performing Neil Young. Pinch Me, Baby, Convince Me by the Ohio Express. That one goes out to Keith. I played the Mummies. The song was called That's Mighty Childish. And I started that set out with Hubble Bubble and Pogo Pogo. Thanks for joining me for my rainy day project, Bubblegum OD. This is Becky, and I will be turning the turntables over to Richard Wigg. He will be up next with the Wig Out. And then following Richard, Harry Parmenter will be here for the Fun House. That's right, 3 solid hours of fun Sunday nights on WFMU's Rock and Soul Stream, a.k.a. Swingin' Sundays. I'm going to leave you with a new release. This is the new mono remastered version of my favorite song from my favorite group of the 1960s, The Zombies. By the way, if you have access to Canopy, the free movie streaming service from the public library, which anybody can have if you have a library card. They just picked up the Zombies documentary about a week ago. So if you didn't get a chance to see it in the theater, you should watch it. But for now, please enjoy this version of The Way I Feel Inside, because I feel like Colin is in the room singing to you after dropping a quarter on the ground. Head you in, tails you in. Good night, everybody.
Should I try to hide the way I feel inside my heart for you? Would you say that you would try to love me too? In your mind, could you ever be really close to me? I can tell the way you smile. If I feel that I could be certain, then I would say the things I want to say tonight. But till I can see that you'd really care for me, I will dream that someday you'll be really close to me. I can tell the way you smile. If I feel that I could be certain, then I would say the things I want to say tonight. But till I can see that you'd really care for me, trying to hide the way I feel inside.